So we wanted to start briefly with just an idea of the projected workload ahead for this committee in the next fiscal year. As you know, and your appointment was until, I believe, October 1st of next year. The reason for that was to follow the budget development and budget cycle. But also, since it's a new committee, there was some thought early on that the chief would make appointments on staggered terms, but rather than do that, everybody was appointed for a year or so, and we will give her some input when we get closer on whether or not that was effective, whether or not there should be longer terms. I think we're all in favor of consistency, so it may be that we make suggestions to her on staggered terms of longer duration, but that is why we focused on October 1st. So we wanted to give you an idea of the workload ahead, not only of the budget committee, but of the subcommittees. We have three very important subcommittees that will be involved in work over the next fiscal year. We have the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee, and I will introduce these, but then Zlatko will tell you a little bit more about what's involved with each of those subcommittees so you can appreciate what's expected of the subcommittee members. The Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee virtually does a line item review of the two funds that feed the trial courts, the Trial Court Trust Fund and the Improvement and Modernization Fund. So every year we get together, look at the projected revenues for those funds, the projected expenditures for those funds, and make suggestions if there is going to be a deficit. So that's one thing that we will look at throughout the course of the next year. Of course, we have the Funding Methodology Subcommittee. And there's lots more work ahead for the funding methodology. As you recall, when we made our presentation in the past, there were a number of what we called parking lot issues, issues that had not yet been incorporated into the new workload model and that we need to continue working on them. Of utmost importance is the unique factor process that we mentioned and that we want to roll into place for fiscal year 14-15. We are continuing to work on that, and in fact, the members of the subcommittee who are no longer on the Budget Advisory Committee their term has been extended as advisory committee members until we work through this unique factor process. They have a lot of historical knowledge for the conversations that we've started. Some of those folks are here today, and as I said, when we get to a discussion about that Bureau of Labor Statistics adjustment, I'll have them come up and join us. And then we also have a subcommittee that will work on funding related to criminal justice realignment. Judge David Wesley, who's just joined us, and I think we have room for you up here somewhere. We'll find a seat for you. He is the chair of that subcommittee, and he will be calling meetings as needed. We can scooch in. So I'll turn it over to Zlatko to explain a little bit about what each committee does, and then once we've done that, I'll send out sign-up sheets. We have sign-up sheets for each of the three committees, and if you're interested in participating in one of the particular subcommittee, we encourage everyone to get involved with at least one. Just sign your name to the sign-up sheet. There's only 8 slots, but that doesn't mean we can't have more than 8 people. That's just where we stopped counting. But we'll pass those around through the duration of the meeting, and if you could sign up for what you're interested in, and Zlatko and I will look through them, and we'll make assignments based on the input we get from you.
Yeah, thank you, Judge Earl. For the record, now that Judge Wesley has arrived, and thankfully so, all 30 members of the Budget Advisory Committee are present, and so we have all 30 members available to vote, so that's good news. So in terms of the work ahead, we're taking issues for allocation by the council in August for Trial Court Trust Fund and the Improvement and Modernization Fund programs. But what we've done is we've created a subcommittee that does look at each of those expenditures and determines if there's an appropriate level, if there should be any changes. And this is a continuing process that we've started a couple of years ago when we had to reduce the expenditures out of the Improvement and Modernization Fund. That date for that meeting is already established as August 1st. So keep that in mind in terms of when you sign up. And I think for those of you who are interested in that subcommittee, our first meeting is August 1st. The revenue side of it is also important, in so much as I mentioned in my orientation for the new members, is that staff do monitor the revenues that are coming into the Trial Court Trust Fund and the Improvement and Modernization Fund. And we have to make projections for the subsequent fiscal year, the upcoming forecast. And what we felt was important is that we gathered a group of PJs and court executives who could hear and understand how we do our projections, and to the extent that there's an opportunity to get better data to improve our projections, that group would help us do that. Because in some cases we think that there's some data out there that we think would be better would better help us make projections. We need to know if that data is available, if you think that there's a better way to model our revenues, because at its core, we can only distribute the revenues that come in, and we can't do a good job of budgeting for the upcoming fiscal year if we don't have a reasonable confidence in the revenue projections themselves. So we don't want to – would be a terrible thing is to think we're getting more money than we really are. The revenues come in lower, and all of a sudden we have to tell you at some point in the fiscal year that we have to reduce your allocations. That would be tremendously negative to all your operations. So we don't want to have that sort of thing happen. We don't want to be too low, because then if revenues come in at a higher rate and we haven't distributed them, those are monies that you could have used. So it's a fine line. So it's important. So that subcommittee has some very important work in terms of looking at expenditures and revenues.
You want to also talk about the fact that we have a deficit?
Oh, yes. An important aspect of the work that's going to be done by this committee is looking at sort of the long-term health of the Improvement and Modernization Fund. It currently has a structural deficit, meaning expenditures exceed its annual inflow of revenues by approximately $20 million. And luckily, for a couple of years, we do have a fund balance to burn down, but at some point, we will be in the negative. And so this committee will have to be looking at long-term strategies on how to deal with that particular fund, given that it funds some very important programs. So that's going to be an important work of that particular subcommittee. Any questions before I move on, before you consider putting your name on that list?
Zlatko, which committee did you say was meeting August 1st?
It's this Revenue and Expenditure Committee. Okay, Judge Earl has talked about the funding methodology work group and the fact that it's a continuing process in improving and refining our allocation methodology that was adopted in April. That is scheduled to meet the week of the 5th. We have a few dates we haven't nailed down yet, but we need to be able to return to the council with some other updates for the funding methodology, in particular an issue that we'll talk about a little bit later regarding factors that have not been captured by the model at this point that we think should be somehow addressed. We've called them unique factors. We've called them unaddressed workload. It's still work in progress, as a lot of these issues are. And so that, again, is important work, and that is something we'll be meeting the week of the 5th. The final subcommittee is related to criminal justice realignment funding. You all know that a few days ago we started doing a new set of work in terms of revocations, and the budget does have funding, and we'll be discussing the allocation of those funds today. But given that there's an uncertainty in the workload that we will be seeing this fiscal year, it's important that we do a couple of things. Number one is we track what we're spending, because if we want to go back to the Department of Finance and the legislature and demonstrate to them that the funding is insufficient, we have to be tracking the caseloads, the number of petitions, as well as what we're spending on it. But given that we're uncertain about what this year will bring for us, we're going to have to revisit the distribution. And so you'll hear the recommendation shortly is what approach we'll be taking to the council. We're going to need to look back at it and see whether or not the distribution methodology that we came up with is appropriate given the actual hearings and petitions that are filed. So that's something that Judge Wesley is admirably headed for us for a couple of years now. And we really appreciate his leadership on this. And I think it's a tight issue, but given it's so important for the branch to make sure that we're tracking this and reporting of the costs so that we're funded properly for it, this is, again, another important work group. Now, this one has met by phone and email, so it's not necessarily been an in-person work, whereas the other two have been in-person meetings. And just for your records, and scheduling. We have another budget advisory committee meeting scheduled for the 14th of August, so in preparation for the August council meeting. So just in case you didn't know that already, that's out there in terms of our August meeting. So the revenue and expenditures are in person too difficult. They're usually the look through on the expenditure side is has been a 2-day meeting because we get pretty detailed into what's going on. The funding work group, that happens on a fairly regular basis, but probably less so this year given that we did so much work this past year. And like I said, the criminal justice realignment is more of a phone call, email approach. So those are the three subcommittees that we have to form and get working.